Hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
I think he's got a chance. When years ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't think this guy's going to be very good at all. I'm willing to allow for the possibility that he's going to be good.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. Also sponsored by Century Foods. Win two tickets to see Green Bay host Kansas City on Sunday, December 3rd. Compliments of Century Foods. Find the weekly code on Century's Facebook or Instagram and enter to win.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing okay.
All right.
What went through your mind last night, Jason, when you saw the injury to the quarterback in New York, the former quarterback in Green Bay?
Yeah, a lot of different things. First of all, like, he was pressured on every time he dropped back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my thought before the final play of his season was, God, how do you go and get a Hall of Fame 40-year-old quarterback and not figure out a better way to protect him? Then when the play happened that he got injured on, I was like, oh, my God, that didn't look good. And then when he stood up, because he's talked about it many times over the years about how he just, he never wants to stay down, right? And Chewy, that's not a him thing. That's a lot of guys mm-hmm. that have that mentality. When he stood up and then when he went back down, I was like, he tore his Achilles. Because, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on Twitter or whatever it's called now, X.
It's okay. We've got a doctor, and he is a doctor on the show. So you can rely on him, and he said the same thing, Jason.
Like, as soon as he did that, I was like, all right, he knows he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it turned out, obviously, to be. They haven't officially announced that, but Saleh basically did. So I just, you know, there were a couple of things I felt. I felt awful for him because no matter, you know, how you feel about him, he is still a person. And I know that there is a tendency among some to forget that all these guys are that. I was more bothered, though, by seeing some people that I know, a lot of fans that I don't, and seeing their reaction. And, you know, I thought it was poor form when the team president was doing an interview and yucking it up about 65%. And I just thought, God, that is just such a bad look about a player. Again, polarizing, certainly has said and done things or not done things that disappointed me or bothered me. But, you know, his favorite musical is Wicked, and I've told you guys this line before. There are precious few at ease with moral ambiguities, so we act as if they don't exist. We either decide somebody's a bad guy or a good guy, villain or a hero. And he's a complicated fella. There are wonderful qualities and qualities that maybe rub you the wrong way. But the level of callousness that I had seen toward him and then seeing the reaction and people being pissed that he's not going to get to 65%, I just thought that it was not a great night for portions of humanity.
Jason, do you think he retires? This is not a fun rehab for a 40-year-old. We were saying, I think this is worse than an ACL in today's world. Do you think he'll hang it up, or he's going to try and come back.
I have a really hard time picturing him, that being his last moment in the NFL. You know, I really felt like he evolved to a Favre-like place where, we used to say this, figuratively speaking, about Favre. Like, I still, to this day, you know, you guys know this story, but, like, Paula and I had scheduled a trip to Oregon after the 08 season because I would have never believed that Favre was retiring. I used to say, they're going to have to pry the ball out of his cold, dead hand. And the fact that he retired, I never believed it. Like, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's actually retiring. We all know what happened after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers at one point was saying that, you know, he would only play till he was 34 or 35. He had more things he wanted to do with his life, but I just think he got to be like Brett and just loved it so much and loved the competitiveness and everything about it. And the idea of this being his final play in the NFL, I have a really hard time believing that the guy that I've known for 18 years, that this is the end for him. I believe Marino, I was trying to think back on this. I think Marino tore his ACL late in his Achilles late in his career, and did come back. I don't think he already wasn't very mobile at the time, but I would be absolutely stunned if he does not rehab and tries to come back next season as the Jets starting quarterback.
Jason, David Bakhtiari has spoken out many a time about how he believes it should be grass fields across the NFL. He saw the injury happen to his buddy last night, had a couple of tweets about it saying that he doesn't think that this injury happens on turf. Joe Thomas tweeting out this morning in agreement of that. Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest stars in the NFL. All of the offseason hype started and ended with him in New York. Do you think the NFL, now with one of their biggest stars out, takes a closer look at turf and whether or not some of these places should go to grass?
Yeah, great question. I saw David's reaction as well. Let me say this. I don't know enough about what is it, agronomy? Is that the study of grass and turf?
That is correct, yes.
To know about the give that natural grass gives versus artificial turf. I will say, as someone who does not take much enjoyment from mowing his lawn, unlike you, I always kind of wanted to put in field turf as our yard, so I would never have to do that again if I had enough money. But here's the here's what bothers me about the NFL. They are a multi-billion dollar operation. They have set as their goal to be a $25 billion industry, right? I mean, that has been reported and the commissioner has said that. They have, I'm not a gambling person, but they have this ridiculous influx of cash coming in now from that new revenue stream. The fact that they do not care enough about surfaces for their multi-billion dollar industry, and I'm not just talking about what kind of turf you have or if you have grass or whatever else. I'm talking about stuff like the Chicago Parks Department, year after year after year, us ridiculing and criticizing the Soldier Field surface, and that is a grass surface. I'm talking about a 2001 game that the Packers played in Carolina where Antoine Edwards tore his ACL on a grass surface where guys would plant and they would pull up entire swaths of turf that had grass that had been put down, like in rolls, right? Like when you're feeding your lawn or when you're putting out grass on your lawn. Now that was 20 years ago. I get it. And But there's been so many advancements. There is no excuse at this point to not have grass fields everywhere, other than we don't want to pay for it. And so, and I thought what solidified it for me, and this is what happened in the Packers game in London, was that they actually had, correct me if I'm wrong, Gabe, they had a grass field for their football, for their soccer teams, and they removed it and put turf down for the NFL. And then David pointed out that there are stadiums that are switching to grass for hosting the World Cup, but it's still fine for these guys to play on the artificial turf. I just think that there is no argument for, they're not the XFL. They're not Major League Lacrosse. These leagues that are struggling to make ends meet and stay solvent. There is zero excuse for the NFL to not have grass fields in all 30 stadiums they have. There's just, that part, David is right. Whether or not this injury happens to a near 40-year-old whose leg is twisted awkwardly under him by a tackler, I can't speak to that. But Joe Thomas, who is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, David Bakhtiari, who is a likely Pro Football Hall of Famer, if they say that, they're the guys who play the game, not me. But what I can say as someone who follows the league and knows how much frickin' money this league makes, that's the part that there's no excuse for it. And whether or not that would make a difference in 10%, 20%, whatever percentage of injuries is, they're like the Packers with the narrative of we are owned by the fans and we're a community-owned team. These people love their narratives, but they don't put their money where their mouths are. And the NFL loves to talk about how much they care about player safety, but they are hypocritical when it comes to that, when it comes to turf.
Just want to, so Dan Marino was 32 when he tore his Achilles. Tore it in 1993. He would play six more seasons after he tore his Achilles at age 32. So a bit of a difference between 32 and 39.
Yep. Yeah. 7 years, I think.
Should we check the math? Yeah. Carry the one times pi r squared. Yeah, you got 7 years, Jason. Nailed it. I'm not very happy about the lawn, though. I'm not very happy about the lawn.
Well, not everybody's like you.
It's all about.
I would love to be up here to take a look at our lawn. Paula, here's the sad thing. So Paula became obsessed with, like, seeding. I don't know. It was literally like, who are you and what happened to the woman I married? Like, we were not lawn people. And this spring and summer, she became obsessive about it. And then, like, between rain and hot weather and us not having we're not fancy schmancy. We don't have the in-ground, like, sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm.
And so the seeding really worked for a while. And then we had that hot period and she was out there watering the lawn every day and it was staying green. And then at some point she just doesn't have the expertise you do. And it started to get brown and the level of commitment and passion she put into it.
Yeah.
Ultimately just be right back where we would have been had she not really tried at all. That's tough to take. I'm not going to invest that much emotion. I got other things that I'm emotional about. I'm not doing it with the lawn. I'm sorry. So you are welcome here.
Jason, tell Paula.
Next time you're in town, we want your expertise.
The most important thing for her to do with her lawn in about 3 weeks is aerate it. Bring it in thicker, get the roots farther down, lush. Aerating is probably the most important thing. 3 weeks, tell her. 3 weeks.
Yeah. I, by the way, she's so passionate about it, except when it comes to mowing it. And I'm the one doing it.
It's the way it goes, Jason. Well, good luck in figuring out how to, rent an aerator up there in Green Bay after getting the advice from Chewy.
Can't I just put those long?
Yes, you can.
Really long clips. I just march around my yard.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I know we're always looking for social media content. If I actually do that, we will definitely take video of it.
I'm going to go on Amazon and look for you right now, Jason.
first gift we got from Chewy. We're aerating.
Oh, man. We appreciate it, Jason. Thanks for the time, bud.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde.